Matthew chapter 14. We'll begin with verse 25. Verse 25. Once you've found that, if you close the Bible on your finger and stand with me, and let's raise those Bibles high above our head this morning. And let's say this like we mean it. The Bible pledge. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me and let us read Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 25. And early in the morning, Jesus came walking toward the disciples on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when Peter noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, I have an insert of sermon notes for you. If you want to grab that and grab a pen or a pencil, follow along this morning. You are more than welcome. Well, I'm kind of disappointed this morning. I was really looking forward to get a Fear Factor clip and show you at this time. And now I understand why I haven't been paying attention to the show Fear Factor here lately. It's not on TV anymore. And all I found was, towards the end they started doing gross stuff instead of fearful stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the one I found was, the cave spiders. They had to pick up a live cave spider and eat it. And to me, that has nothing to do with fear. That just is gross. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just sick. But maybe that's why the show canceled. I don't know. But anyway, so I don't have a clip for you, but I want to visit this idea of fear. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What is it that sends goosebumps up and down your spine, brings your heart up into your throat, and makes you want to throw up just thinking about it? Is it snakes? Is it those cave spiders? Is it heights? Is it, how about enclosed spaces? Last night, and I hope this changes next year, just picture in your mind 2,200 youth. And we're going to have to go to some arena or something next year. In 2001, Jamie and a lady by the name of Bev Bomer started this idea in Manchester United Methodist Church. And that year they had about 200 kids come to this WOW event. And now there's 2,200, so that's pretty amazing. But anyway, here's Jamie and Jody, and I know some of you don't know these people, but Sarah up there right against the doors going in, and the doors are shut, and there's 2,200 kids pressing on them. And I was looking at Sarah, and the top of her head was getting redder and redder, and I knew what was going through her mind, because we just talked about how claustrophobic she is, right? So, is it enclosed spaces, close spaces? What is it that makes your heart start racing?